This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1320. Challenge yourself to use this word naturally in English. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 130 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Los Angeles and New York City, USA. And to take your learning deeper with real-time transcripts and vocabulary practice, download our app on your iOS device. Go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses. Today, we answer a question from our Instagram follower, Kenta. The word challenge is dynamic. Find out all of the different ways it can be used to connect in English. Hey, Michelle, how's it going?
Hey, Lindsay. Good, good, good. How are you?
Yeah, doing pretty well. We are here in February. I know it's so crazy. I mean, late February is just, it's crazy.
And I didn't realize that this year is a leap year.
Oh, it is a leap year. So what does that mean if our listeners don't know the term?
There is an extra day in February. Yeah. So instead of 28 days being in February, there's 29.
Oh my gosh. So good. There's time to get more stuff done.
That's right. Exactly. So that's exciting. So guys, that's leap year. That's a good bonus for today.
Good bonus. I love it. Guys, you should be over on our Instagram channel because that is the place where it's all coming together. I mean, there's a lot of fun stuff going on over there. Michelle, did you do a video over the weekend?
I did. One, I had left my apartment without a jacket because it was supposed to be really, really warm that day. And okay. It was, but in the shade, it was freezing. And I realized as I was too far from my apartment that I didn't have my jacket. And so I had to walk in the sun the whole time. But so I did.
No.
There was no turning back.
Oh, my God. No. Okay. So you taught the term no turning back. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's
no
cool.
No turning back.
Yeah. So what we do, guys, is we teach terms through our little video. But we're out in our world. You're seeing our cultures, our lives, you know, the things we do on the weekends. And then we teach you something and then we ask you to make comments and come hang out with us, practice those words. So go over to Instagram and look for All Ears English. Just look for the yellow and you will know it's us once you see all of our faces over there.
That's right. You can't miss it.
You can't miss it, guys. And share it with a friend too, for sure.
Definitely. And actually, yeah. So we're talking about Instagram and we have a question from someone on Instagram.
Oh, okay.
From Instagram follower today. Really good question. Lindsay, could you read the question for us?
Yeah, for sure. Okay. So this is from Kenta Nishikawa. And he says, I have a question about the word challenge. When I was talking with my native friends about him learning Japanese, he said it didn't challenge me. As a response to the question that asked him how he found learning Japanese. Okay. I felt that this sounded like a native speaker and I looked it up later because I wanted to use it, but I just couldn't find a good example of the usage. I would really appreciate an explanation on how to use the word challenge on the podcast. Oh, good question, Kenta.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah. So it seems to me that, so it said the friend said it didn't challenge me. It seems to me that your friend doesn't find Japanese to be very difficult for him.
excuse me.
Lindsay, did Hello? Learning Japanese challenge you?
Oh, yes. And pretty much every language challenges me, but Japanese is really hard, especially if you want to learn to read or write. Oh my gosh. Wow.
So, I mean, in this context, saying it didn't challenge me means it didn't make me work too hard. It wasn't difficult, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but it is very native and natural the way he said that. I agree.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So, guys, today we're going to go into the word challenge because it has a lot of different usages, and we're going to cover a couple of them today.
Okay.
So, guys, basically, a challenge is something that pushes you, something that's a little bit difficult for you, right, Lindsay?
Yeah. So, for example, it's challenging for me to get there at 8 because of the train schedule. So, that's a nice way to say that politely at work, for example, right? Mm-hmm. I think it's a little bit more polite than saying it's hard for me. I don't know. It has a different connotation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like it's softer.
Yeah, it's a little softer. Yeah, a little less direct somehow.
Yeah, I'm not sure. But yeah, it's saying it's a little bit difficult for me, right? Mm-hmm. So, or I could say something like, I want to do exercises that are a little bit more of a challenge for me at this point.
I like that. And then my work challenges me, which is good because I'm never bored. Well, that's a good
thing.
Here
I spelled bored wrong. Yeah. That's embarrassing. Okay.
No, I've done that before. We should do another episode on that. Like silly. Really embarrassing spelling mistakes that natives still make a lot. I do, you know.
Clearly I do too.
I mean, no one else could see our notes here, so it's okay, but yeah.
right, I know. So guys, that's one way that you can use it, right? Something that pushes you, something that's like tough for you, right? But also you can say that it's kind of like to question something.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. This is a nice, using it kind of, in like a provocative way, right?
Yes.
To provoke. So for example, the student challenged his teacher's grading system.
Right. It's
like,
oh gosh, I would, that would be hard for me. No, I mean, obviously open to students and stuff like that, but it's a little bit tough when you're challenged on something for sure.
Oh, it happened to me when I was teaching in the classroom in New York. Yeah. I would get challenged sometimes and I learned to deal with it. I had a couple classes that were very outspoken, just a combination of students that really spoke their mind, and it was good. It was good for me. It kept me on my toes.
Yeah, for sure. So yeah, that's another way that you can use it. So, and then one other way that we'll talk about, and this is the last way that we're going to talk about today, is to kind of compete.
Yes.
Right? Maybe to dare someone to compete for something. So for example, Lindsay, oh my gosh, it's so funny that this is the example. Oh. I challenge you to a spelling bee.
I will take on that challenge now that I have seen your spell. Maybe we should let our listeners know what the spelling mistake was.
Okay.
Just because, just in a fun way, Michelle, right? Because I've made this mistake too before.
That's
what happened?
Fine.
What happened?
That's fine. Okay, so I meant to write bored, like, not interested, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and that's spelled B-O-R-E-D.
Uh-huh.
But I spelled it B-O-A-R-D.
Yeah,
which
like
is
a board. Yeah.
Right, like a poster board or something like that. And it was funny because as I was in the notes, I spotted the mistake, and then I see Lindsay's little pink thing going in to fix it. And I'm like, oh, she got it before I did. So that's what it was,
it's
guys.
Okay. This is a verbal podcast. It's all good.
That's right.
So guys, these things happen. We'll come back to it, but just funny, just a funny thing. Yeah.
It is funny. Or another way, let's another example with this last way of using challenge.
Yeah. So you could say, I challenge you to find a better dog walker than Tracy. So that's kind of saying like, oh, this is a great dog walker. There's no one else out there that's better.
Right. Exactly. So guys, these are a few ways to use these words. And you know, just real quick, Lindsay, I mean, is there something recently that you have taken on as a challenge?
Oh, that's a good question, Michelle. Well, we are, oh man, I hate to talk about work, but here's the challenge. We're redesigning our website. And special thanks to the students who have been helping us. Okay. So we've already connected with some of our students in the Website Wizard Club. We will be connecting with more in the future in the next few months, but that's a big challenge that we're taking on this year.
It is a true connection skill to be able to mirror someone's enthusiasm in English. But to be able to do it, you need the right vocabulary and strategies. Lindsay and I show you how to do it in an episode coming up soon, which you don't want to miss. So make sure you hit follow on All Ears English. Just hit the follow button wherever you like to listen, and we'll drop right into your listening queue.
For sure. Awesome. And guys, you know, to our listeners, I mean, think to yourself, when you're learning English, how do you want to challenge yourself?
Mm.
You know, you want to find a good balance.
Mm-hmm.
I think for me, I always think that it's a good idea for when you're learning a new language to not challenge yourself too much in the way of learning too much.
Yeah.
Right? Because just enough You know, you want to challenge yourself, but you don't want to go too far where then you forget everything.
Yeah, it's kind of like you have to find that zone, that, to be in that zone where you're being challenged, but you're also, you can succeed. Because science is, has found that you actually need to see progress with things to stay motivated, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right, right. Exactly. So, Lindsay, should we do a role play with some different usages of this?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. Okay, so Michelle, what's happening here in the role play?
All right. So, Lindsay, we are students and we're talking about our upcoming semester and classes we have chosen for college.
Oh, I remember those days.
Yeah.
All right. So what's your schedule looking like?
Not too bad. Not too bad. I needed a break after last semester's challenging schedule.
I'm in the mood for more of a challenge this time around. Last semester, I took way too many easy classes.
Trust me, my classes will still challenge me, especially the 8 a.m. ones.
Huh, I challenge you to actually get to class on time, Michelle.
I challenge you to get better grades than me this semester.
Oh, it's on.
Okay.
Oh, that reminds me so much of my freshman roommate. I remember her so clearly because she was in my bio class and biology, and I found bio 101 so difficult. It was so hard, but she would never go to class. Like, she would sleep in. It was an 8 a.m. class. Mm-hmm. She would never go. I went to every single class, took all the notes. She got like an A plus in the class. She would never study, and I struggled to get like a B minus. I like worked my tail off for a B minus. It drove me nuts.
I know. There are some people just out there that can do that kind of thing.
Oh, there's always that person.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Oh. So, all right, let's go through this. So I said I needed a break after last semester's challenging schedule, right? So that's, you know, that it was tough.
Yeah, that was saying it was tough. Mm-hmm. And then I said, I'm in the mood for more of a challenge this time around. And I would emphasize, guys, you know, use your intonation here because I'm contrasting what I'm saying against what Michelle just said. So I would say, I'm in the mood for more of a challenge this time around.
Okay? Right, right, right. Exactly. So then I said, trust me, my classes will still challenge me. So will still make me, you know, work hard.
Yeah. And then here, I'm teasing you a little bit, right? And now I'm going to change it around. I'm going to say, I challenge you to actually get to class on time, Michelle, right? So I'm teasing you. I'm kind of making fun of you a little bit.
Right, right. And then I said, I challenge you to get better grades than me this semester. So same kind of idea. We're competing here. Yeah. So that's what's going on. So yeah, we're having fun.
Yeah, so I'm so glad that our listener on Instagram asked this question. Guys, Instagram is a really good place to ask those questions because you're right there, you're in the comments, and we do check our questions in Instagram. So, Michelle, what's the takeaway for today for our listeners?
Yeah, guys, so also, I just realized that I didn't do an example about to question something. But that's okay. So let's think. Lindsay, can we think of another example with that just for our listeners before we go?
Well, something like, for example, we were talking about questioning your teacher's like philosophies, right? Mm-hmm. You question your teacher.
Yes.
Something like that. I don't know. Question your parents' knowledge, right? Their advice.
Yeah. I could say like my parents told me to take all the hardest classes, but I challenged them and told them that sometimes all the difficult ones, that'll make my GPA go down or something.
Right, right. Or you challenge your parents, you tell them that they have old fashioned knowledge or something. Something like that. Yeah. So that's a good example. Yeah. Guys, if you want to see these examples written out, you can always come back to our blog because we do blog on every single episode. This is episode 1320. So come back to allearsenglish.com and check it out.
Okay, awesome. So again, so guys, this word is very dynamic. And we could do a follow up on this. There's so much that you can do, but we went over a lot of the basic ideas. But ask yourself, how do you challenge yourself? Could be with English. It could be with anything else.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And, you know, share it in the comments of the post. Let us know, how do you challenge? I do think we have to always be challenging ourselves, right? We have to always be pushing.
Otherwise things get stale.
It's true. You know, another example is this, just as we close today, I started a new workout method this fall, and I'm really glad that I stopped just going to the gym and being lazy, just running on the treadmill or walking. I would go to the gym and I wouldn't burn any calories because I would just watch TV. It was such a waste of money. But now I'm doing something, it's called Orange Theory, and it's actually really cool because it's a system where it's basically HIIT training, high intensity interval training. Mm-hmm. I think I mentioned it before. So it's a really nice way to burn calories, and I've seen results from it. So challenge yourselves, guys. If you're getting complacent with something, don't let it happen.
Definitely. Okay. Well, this has been fun. Thanks for sharing that, Lindsay. And thanks to our listener and our Instagram follower for that question.
All right, Michelle. Thanks for hanging out. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye, Lindsay.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.